This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2616. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday. It's a fun day, because it's Monday. And excuse me, I'm just in a good mood, so I hope you don't mind my singing a little bit. Today's show is one about one of those topics that people roll their eyes up about, sending a thank you letter, and why you really should. Hope you find this show helpful. Please give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. And I just want to remind you that if you've got questions about your job search, what you can do is schedule time for what I call a trusted advisor session at my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Yes, I'm going to charge you for it, but it's better that a pro helps you rather than asking your friends who know as little as you do. And now, let's get going.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
During my time in recruiting and now as a coach, I've seen many people make the mistake of not sending a thank you letter after their interview. Receiving a thank you letter from someone after the interview can be a positive signal of your interest and enthusiasm for the position and tip the scales in your favor, you know, as they're coming to decisions. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. People hire me for No BS career and coaching advice globally. And they do it because I make things easier for people. Now, where I make it easier relates to job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, dealing with workplace issues or career transitions. And most of you are pretty well amateurs in all those areas, and you're figuring it out on the fly. I'm here to help. Now, as I've spoken to hiring managers over the years, these are a few of the things they like to see in a thank you letter. And number one is a demonstration of gratitude and presenting in a professional way. It lets an interviewer or hiring manager know that you appreciate the time that they took to meet with you and that you value them, that you value the fact that they took time to talk to you. Yes, they have an open position, but they didn't have to choose you. It's just a courtesy and a respect that you're showing to them, which from a human standpoint, from an emotional intelligence standpoint, serves you in how you conduct yourself in all situations. Secondly, it can help you stand out from your competition. After all, markets are competitive. There are positions that you're particularly interested in, and they're talking to other people. A well-written, well-crafted thank you letter can help you do that. It can help you stand out from your competition. It can reinforce any positive impressions you made during the interview and be used as an opportunity to remind an interviewer, remind a hiring manager of your strengths and qualifications vis-a-vis their particular role. I want to be clear, against their particular role. They don't really care about certain things that you've done. They care about what it is that you've done that relates to what they need someone to do. So connecting the dots yet again becomes important. And thus, it's a selling opportunity. It can allow you to highlight your skills and experience, sometimes the things that you didn't have a chance to talk about because of time constraints. And just use the phrase, I know we didn't talk about it during the interview, but I realize that one of the things that I've done that really relates to what you're doing is, and thus you're able to put that out there. It also shows, you know, you can also demonstrate enthusiasm in your way. I'm saying it that way because for introverts, you're not going to be loud, obviously, but you're going to be meticulous in how you communicate. And for those who are more extroverted, you can demonstrate enthusiasm in your particular way too. It's also a way of building a relationship with the hiring manager, with the interviewer, because you never know where you run into them again. After all, you know, they're not going to be at this firm for the next 30 years. You can meet them and create an impression in their mind. And when I speak about a relationship, it means that you open yourself up and are not presenting in a formal way. That you're speaking as one human being to another. And you know, in talking in this thank you letter, speaking like you would if you were working there, as opposed to some letter that you've pulled off the internet that sounds very rigid. I also want to remind you that your interest and perhaps even your enthusiasm can be seen as a tiebreaker in their mind versus another person. And I remember an article where an executive was talking about a decision that she had to make between three people. And the one that she chose was the one who expressed themselves as really being interested in the role. And thus, the others who were a little bit more standoffish or cool about it weren't chosen. The one who put themselves out there as really being interested won. Lastly, a thank you letter is the right thing to do. It shows that you're gracious and appreciative, and it's a human quality. And I'm a big believer that human connection is really important. And anytime you have the opportunity to demonstrate that, whether it's in an interview or a thank you letter, it just makes sense. So just to sum up, sending a thank you letter after an interview is a good step because it can help you stand out from others, reinforce any positive impressions that you've created, sell yourself to them, build relationships, demonstrate your professionalism, emotional intelligence, and gratitude. So take the time to send one. It really doesn't take a lot of time. You can send it from your phone as an email or text, depending upon how you've communicated with them up until this point. So I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. There's a lot more at my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. You can go exploring. Again, a lot there to help. And if you're interested in my answering some questions from you, you can schedule time for what I call trusted advisor services, where you can just ask me some questions. Or if you're interested in my coaching you in a job search with hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, a workplace issue or a career transition, if you're not sure, you schedule time for a free discovery call. If you are sure, put yourself on my calendar for coaching. I want to help you, and I know you could use some help. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you saw the video. I like knowing I'm helping some folks. Once we're connected, I know your network is going to be a lot larger. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.